Rifa'inu, 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 send your healing to us all. Hoshi'enu.
Well, there's the voice of the talented Simon Spyro, and you might know him as a cast member of your all-time classic hit parade on Vision TV with Marilyn Lightstone. He's enjoyed a career bridging the worlds of jazz and pop and many other genres of music. He's been part of the Eurovision contest, worked with big names from Faith Hill to Elton John. He is a world-renowned cantor. In fact, he founded the Songschule with his wife, award-winning American songwriter Elisa Spyro. Simon has news this afternoon on the Songschule, Toronto's most exciting synagogue, the live, streamed, or radio broadcast events, featuring Simon as your spiritual leader, creative director Elisa, and members of the Toronto Festival Singers, along with a wonderful roster of musicians. The Songschule welcomes guest speakers to High Holy Day services in the weeks to come. And with more, it's Simon Spyro. Welcome back to the Oasis.
It's great to be here, Mark.
Always great to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
And it's been a funny couple of years, and we're offering the full package this
year.
Yeah,
isn't it great? Back to live.
It is.
Which is great. Although there are still a number of people who are a little bit weary of coming out.
And, of course.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
We sort of made world-breaking news by going on the radio for the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur so that people could listen safely in the comfort of their own house, their own homes, and listen to the highlights of the Rosh Hashanah service and liturgy and the gorgeous music and the majesty of the music that is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on radio, on Classical FM, which is made possible through some wonderful sponsors, as well as, of course, Zuma Media. We have the Toronto Star and Steele's Memorial Chapel, the Paul Bronfman Family Foundation, and Imagine Wealth Management, along with our own congregation, the Songschule.
I want to go back a little bit and remind us why you created this in the first place. It's some years ago now, about, what, five, 6 years ago?
6 years. This is our seventh year.
2016, with your wife, Elisa. Mm. Why did you do this?
Well, we always thought that sometimes synagogues can get too complacent. And when I was growing up, I dreamed and imagined of certain things that I would have loved in a synagogue service to stop me falling asleep.
Right.
and that's the problem. A lot of worshipers and congregants, whether they be in synagogues, mosques, or church, that they
I was I about to say, that does span the religion.
It's universal.
Yeah.
It's a problem that I think is prevalent today. I still think that synagogue worship can be, and if it's faith-based, obviously, it needs to have an injection of excitement, of passion, and it needs to move. A service has to move. And I think it's not been moving for years and years.
It's interesting, you know, just even watching the proceedings of yesterday, watching the giant service that was watched by 4 billion eyeballs around the world, it does require a certain amount of patience. And I just wonder if we live in that world anymore where we can have that. And so I think you're with the times.
We're trying to be. And I know, you know, I'm from England, obviously.
Yeah.
And Her Late Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth II, I know that she came at a time in 1953 when there was major upheaval and there was a clamor for change. And of course, the Queen, bless her, had to navigate that storm as well as moving forward, rather, into the future. And I felt that was always a tightrope. And we have that today in synagogues. We've lost touch with the young people. Young people don't think it's cool to attend services. I think it's very cool. For me, being faith-based, I think there is a higher power that plays a part in all of our lives. And apart from the music, which is sensational, we have some wonderful guests, which we've always made sure that we have at the Songschule.
I want to get to those names in just a moment, because you touched on something there, that these services are a little like going to a concert or with this uplifting arc of music and voice. And tell us how it rolls out, about your performers and the energy that you do put into this each and every year.
The perception is sometimes that it's a mini concert, but that's just the packaging. The music is deep. The lyrics are pointed. They come from ancient texts. And the arrangements are new. They are new, refreshed arrangements of particularly old music. So the music is old and new, and what makes it fresh is the approach and the arrangement.
That's been the case with what we see with you on Vision TV as well. It's arranging is a big deal. People don't know how to underline that.
Always,
right?
That's always been the secret. But we're blessed this year. We've really broken out the box, and for Rosh Hashanah, our guest musical star in residence is the Broadway star, Shalina Kennedy.
I can't believe Shalina Kennedy is going to be with you.
Yeah, very exciting.
When she's not on Broadway, she's with you at the Songshow.
We recently saw Lisa, my wife, and I just recently saw her on Broadway, and we're very excited to be hosting her back here in Toronto. She'll be actually singing during the Rosh Hashanah service, day one and day two, wow. Two original new pieces of music. One, it's actually written by my wife, Aliza, and the other one we've written. I was wrong to not include a legendary musician and singer-songwriter, Amy Sky, who will be joining us for Yom Kippur, because the song shul is just, it's just a young shul with lots of young families. So we know that we do appeal to a new generation, and that's the crux of it, I think.
That is so special. Simon Spiro with the Oasis here this afternoon. The song shul happening for the high holy holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Nidre, and of course, Yom Kippur. Four separate broadcasts or live at the George Weston Recital Hall, the Meridian Arts Center. Details at the website. I was just there, songshul.com. And so you are covering all the formats this month, live in person at classicalfm.ca, broadcast on our website, live streamed. The on-air broadcasts, I'll remind people, not that far away, Monday and Tuesday for Rosh Hashanah Day 1 and Day 2, and then Tuesday, October 4th, which is Yom Kippur Eve, and then Wednesday, October 5th for Yom Kippur. So those will be the broadcasts. But then if people do want to come down in person.
If they want to come down in person, all they've got to do is www.songshul.com. They can purchase individual tickets for any or all of the services. People want to join, they can have membership as well. There's babysitting, there's kids programs, teen programs, children's programs. There is so much available, and it's all happening at the Meridian Center, formerly known as the Toronto Center for the Arts at the George Weston Hall. Really comfortable, beautifully air-conditioned symphony hall, along with wonderful Starbucks coffee, kosher pastries. I mean, they never had this when my grandfather was growing up.
I feel like as the years go by, the two of you continue to figure out exactly what it is that's going to make this a comfortable and contemporary experience.
Elise and I literally thought about the song shul, and we thought, what do we love about shul? We want to encompass everything we love about going to a synagogue service, and we put those points and criteria in. And then we thought, well, what is it we don't like about synagogue?
Right. What's missing here?
Right. Yeah. The things that are missing is boring.
Yeah.
So things move at a very high pace. People can really have a very spiritual experience. There's inspirational music. There is something there for everybody. We have guest speakers. We have Vivian Berkovich. She's the former Canadian ambassador to Israel. She's the writer and founder of Israel-based media enterprise and a former lawyer in Toronto. On Yom Kippur, our guest speakers are under 30s. Eyal Biram, he's the founder and CEO of Israel Is. He's one of Israel's under 30s most influential figures selected by Forbes magazine. And along with Eyal comes Matan Danska, all the way from Israel. He's a director of strategy at Israel Is, former senior advisor to Israel's UN ambassador, Gilad Erdan. And along with our musical guests, it promises to be a sensational High Holy Days.
Speakers, singers, performance, and getting in touch with your spiritual side at this time of year at the George Weston live, and you can watch through live streaming. You can also listen to the broadcasts at classicalfm.ca. So lots of options for you there. If you'd like to get more information on the individual events, on the speakers, on the singers, the guest performers, songshul.com. Simon, it's just been a pleasure to have you on once again.
It's always a privilege, Mark. Really, it is a privilege. And thank you for having me. And a Shana Tova Umetuka, a happy, safe, healthy, and sweet new year to everybody around the world. We need to come together. Shana Tova means a good year, but a good year can only be coming a reality if people actually come together. Even in their differences, I think that's what Queen Elizabeth showed us, that in her passing, She brought people together, not necessarily monarchists, yet they came together because of their mutual love and understanding and respect of a monarch who has reigned over 7 decades. We have a similar message, if I may say, at the Songshall: unity, united, the music which binds us together. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the incredibly talented Toronto Festival Singers, the finest a cappella synagogue choir in the country. We're very excited to be having them. They are our choir in residence at the Songshall.
We need our shared experiences. We do.
We absolutely do.
It's pretty important these days,
yes, yes.
In an increasingly divided world. And thank you again.
For always, always putting time aside for us to present our special music. Very much appreciated. Thank you, Mark.
Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Malachi HaSharet, Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech, Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch.